Prestigious King of the Ring, Stone Cold Steve Austin, an incredible victory.
The first thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring, get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says I just whipped your ass.
That's great.
Welcome everybody to Juice Pro Wrestling episode 28.
A little spontaneous
moment in the history of JP Dub. This is our first ever just kind of live shoot, if you will.
If you will.
If you will.
What?
You think you're Peter Quill? With me today, Big Ed the Assassin, and we're here at Big Ed's headquarters.
Yeah, the Assassins. The Assassins' headquarters, yeah. Son.
His Fortress of Solitude, if you will.
If you will.
If you will.
What?
Peter Quill. And with us today, we have a very special guest. We have a gentleman by the name of Chris Barton.
We are in the Barton Zone.
What up?
He's already ready and primed for the JP Dub.
Bigger, wetter, badder.
Bigger. They're real hard, real big, real stiff.
So what's going on, Chris? How you doing, bro?
Good, man. Good. Just in town for a couple days.
Yeah.
Swing by to see you, see what's up.
Hell yeah. So you're in town from a couple days. Give us a little background. Where are you from?
I'm from right outside Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh. Shout out to Joe Riley.
Yeah.
Baker
Mayfield.
You a Browns fan?
Yeah.
I'm nice. I love the brown and orange.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Browns guy.
The new jerseys are sick.
Yeah. Oh, the new jerseys are great. Yeah. The all brown.
All brown dog pound. They should come out, dude. Bone Thugs.
Represent.
Yeah, they miss their Uncle Charles.
They do, man. They do. No,
that's cool.
Awesome.
So from Cleveland, man. What are you doing out in Cleveland?
Yeah, man. I
making sure no one's sleeping.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I work for a salt mine. I work for Morton Salt. I work 2,000
really?
Feet under the Lake Erie.
2,000 feet under Lake Erie.
That's crazy, dude.
That is nuts. Yeah, so man. You do mine for salt? That's
yeah.
Really? Salt is like a mineral you mine for,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
The company and the company it works for is a little salty.
Yeah. And you salt them? Blessings.
Bless chicken and blessings.
Fixins.
So, yeah, we decided to do this little quick impromptu. We're sitting there chatting.
It's a shoot.
Yeah, we're drinking beers. We're chatting. We're talking about wrestling. And we're like, let's get this thing plugged in.
Yeah.
And let's get this thing recorded.
Yeah.
So, we're sitting there talking. We're talking a little bit about All In.
Yeah.
We're talking a little bit about how some of the wrestlers, you know, they kind of go to NXT and they're just there for a little bit before they kind of get their...
Before they die.
Yeah, pretty
Not
much.
Not really, but, you know. Before they get called up, which is a death wish nowadays. It used to be like, man, you couldn't wait to jump at the bit to get to Raw or SmackDown. And now you got guys like Bobby Roode that have been called up. Shinsuke Nakamura, you were talking about.
They
just get a lot. Asuka's probably the biggest. Just like, what the?
Yeah.
Just do nothing with them.
They built her up.
It's ridiculous.
She had a longer streak than Goldberg.
Yeah, she did.
And then they said, fuck that!
They're like, make her drop the belt.
Yeah, make her cry, make her soft, make her go home.
Oh my God! Fuck yourselves!
Fuck you! Pinata! Hell yeah!
So, hey, I got to tell you, I dig the intro of the Austin 316.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, would you agree with the statement that Stone Cold Steve Austin was the Attitude Era equivalent of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what you were going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
He most definitely is. But see, here's the weird thing. Even though I think he still is even more so than The Rock. But, dude, The Rock and him, it's so weird. At that time, you had two Hulk Hogans. It's almost like when you had Hogan and Warrior. You had two like guys that were just on top. But you can't compare that to Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yeah.
Because those guys both just drew and sucked people in, and look where The Rock went.
Yeah.
And Stone Cold's still relevant as hell.
Nobody made more money than Stone Cold.
Yeah, yeah. Not even Hogan.
Nope,
yeah.
He was the biggest money maker.
Yeah.
Because he had shirts with middle fingers, and they're giving middle finger styrofoams out kids. To little kids. Like, they drinking loved a cold beer with Stone Cold. What?
They loved it, dude. Yeah. They absolutely loved it, man. I you know what? It's funny. I know I still got it here. It's probably in the attic. I got the DX green, the green X.
Really?
I still got that, and nice. I got the Stone Cold middle finger.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. Did we ever really talk much about Stone Cold?
Ever on the podcast. It's weird. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was never a super huge fan back in the day because I was always strictly Hollywood for life. But I did like Stone Cold, you know, and I mean, especially nowadays because you look back and it's like, man, that was some great shit.
It was, man.
It was the best. Yeah. Comedic, everything. Yeah. He had everything.
And he was intense in his own way. He was just this guy who didn't take it. Thanks for turning off your phone there.
I know. No, I'm sorry.
We're getting live bleeps on the live. Hey, just don't get those bleeps on my sheets.
Those bleepins. Bleepins and blessings.
Yeah, bleepins and blimpins. They call me Teddy Scrimpins.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin with the Notre Dame game in the background.
We are. Yeah, that is full disclosure. We are watching the Notre Dame Stanford game, and
we're live.
And JR's getting pissed off because Oklahoma. But yeah, dude, Austin was awesome, man. The clip when he kind of like he came into his own when it was when he beat Jake the Snake for the King of the Ring. And
you mean your father-in-law?
Yeah, I know. My father-in-law looks like Jake the Snake, right?
He is Jake the Snake.
Shout out to Dave Kennedy.
Hey, one of these days when you see us and we say we got a meet and greet and we book Jake the Snake, you never gonna know.
Yeah. Never gonna know. But yeah, the whole when he went and did the the promo, I guess that
it's
was
a shoot.
That was his would that be considered like his like
that was his moment. That was his breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
Because he was, I don't think, was he Stone Cold then?
No.
Or was he still the ringmaster?
He was still the ringmaster.
Yep.
That was it. And you know, Michael Hayes, even, I saw him.
Michael P.S. Hayes.
I love Michael P.S. Hayes, dude. If our theme song doesn't get you and tell you that I love Michael Hayes, then you're fucking retarded. No offense to people who are retarded, you know, but we got to keep it PC, not PG. But that was, yeah. I remember watching this interview and he was like, I saw right then and there when he said that, he's like, man, this guy, he's like, that's it. He's going to be like the biggest guy.
And that's what he said. That's what Stone Cold said. What's wrong with wrestling today is they don't let him go off the cuff.
Here's the thing, though. That's where I'm going to correct you. And this is what we got to correct everybody that listens to our podcast, because that's our mission statement, is when we say that they don't, the wrestling companies as a whole, I mean, we're talking about WWE.
Yeah, right.
They don't. But if you watch, that's why we're here to be like, hey, man, watch Impact, who are straight up living in their own version of the Attitude Era right now. And it's crazy the stuff they're doing.
Yep.
Or Lucha Underground or New Japan Pro Wrestling. You know, it's like that stuff. I mean, New Japan, they just now put a rule into effect where you can't swear, I guess. Because they used to really push it on guys. Like Jericho, dude, he's wrestled a couple matches there and he comes in, he's like, you're a fucking bitch, Naito. He's like, I'm fucking crazy. How much more did that make you love Jericho compared to just the guy who's like, you just made the list?
Yeah, he goes from the list thing was funny, though.
That's the WWE realm. It's like the Disney Mickey Mouse cookie cutter shit, you know?
Do it for the kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, dude, perfect example, dude. Bobby Lashley. Instead of just letting him come in and be like Bobby Lavishly,
he'd be
a destroyer like he should be. Because I think he left and he proved himself in Japan and proved himself with Impact for so many years as not only a guy who was their world champion like 3 or 4 times, but while he was competing for Impact, he was doing MMA for Bellator.
Yeah. Yep.
And he had like, he's 15-2 MMA.
Yeah.
And I'm still, we talked about this a few times on here, I'm still pissed that like, okay, we're going to book these deals for Brock, but now you have Bobby too.
And they,
that could be a
Bobby's got to be thinking like, why aren't they working together saying, hey man, and he's not with Bellator anymore. He's not contracted. Nope. Book this fight. Mm-hmm. WWE could subbook a UFC match that would draw.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They missed a
big opportunity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And the thing is, I think you. I mean, UFC. I think
instead they pair him with Leo Rush. You know, a little Leo Rush. Yeah. It's come on, man. What the?
It's the booking and stuff like that. But back to like Stone Cold and everything like that. Dude, I gotta tell you, man, the Attitude Era, that generation of wrestling, we were talking before we clicked record, is, Chris, you said we lived through like some of the greatest eras of wrestling.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
we're gonna be living through another now, because now it's the time when WWE took over WWF back in the 80s, they put a lot of territories out of business, you know? So like indie wrestling was kind of like, it was just dead. Everybody aspired to be with WCW, WCW, ECW, or WWF.
Where the big boys play.
Listen to the adjective. We ain't here to play. But whereas nowadays with this revolution and why wrestling's getting to be big again, it's not even necessarily because of WWE, because they're drawing the lowest ratings they've ever had. Now, it's because of independent wrestling. Guys, and even guys now are wanting to leave WWE, and they know they can go out on the independent scene and make way more money. And that's because it's fan power. Fans are sick and tired of watching bullshit.
Yep.
And the power of social media. You can be a wrestler who is an independent contractor, and now you have this tool of social media. As long as you're giving them good content and you're appearing at places, dude, the world's your oyster.
Yep,
look, guys like Joey Ryan, Kenny Omega, who is the biggest, most sought-after free agent in all of pro wrestling.
Yep.
Making money to where people don't need to go to WWE anymore.
They don't. They're making a living. And they're working real hard. I'm real big.
That strong style.
They have more control over everything. If you're going to travel,
control,
you might as well get paid for it instead of that standard.
And there's even companies now like Impact. If they create a character or a name for you, you can take it now, where they weren't doing that. And you can go finally. It wasn't like that. Remember when we were kids? You were lucky if you got like a guy like Macho Man, Hulk Hogan, because they were super huge. You know, obviously they own their names, but if someone else went over the WWE or WWF, they would have had to change their name, you know?
Right.
And even Big Boss Man, remember, was like, well, we can't call him Big Boss Man, so it's Big Bubba! Back to Big Bubba Rogers!
Yeah, Big Bubba Rogers, yep.
Hogan was one of the few that had more control over his
he had it written in.
Full creative control. And he had
his big 24-inch pythons all over everything.
His pythons had a separate contract.
I heard he walked into a business meeting one time and just unzipped, and all of a sudden here.
They're like, sign up. And what did Jim Ross say?
Fuck off! He kicked out!
When Hogan went like that, and it went like this, what did Jim Ross say? To quote the Road Warriors.
He said, they're real big, real hard, real stiff. I love that. I like this. That's my favorite saying. You guys can check out it was 2005, 2006. DVD WWE put out the Road Warriors. It was like a biography. Back when they used to do a lot of those DVDs, I really enjoyed them. Like I got the Brian Pillman, the Mr. Perfect one, the Dusty Rhodes, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. It would go back and tell you like their life stories, basically like a behind the music,
but
for wrestlers.
Yeah. You know what? You nailed it, dude. It was a behind the music, but for wrestling.
And then
wrestling.
You get
separate
disc of like their best matches, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now you can't see it unless you get the network.
Yeah. Well, or you go on eBay, like, you know.
And the old school ones, yep. Yeah.
Self-Destruction Ultimate Warrior, I got that as soon as they announced him coming back years ago.
You can't buy that anymore unless it's used, right? Or no?
Yeah, unless it's used. No, they don't sell that shit anymore. They slammed the hell out of the Warrior.
You might be able to find it new.
You could still find it. Like, I found it on eBay, no problem.
It's not in production anymore.
Right.
No, hell no.
And now you're never going to get that anymore because they'll just do it on the network and they don't have to make the DVDs.
What they still do with a lot of stuff, though. I mean, pay-per-views, and they still put out collections. But that's what it is now, is a lot of collections. It's not like... I think the last one I can remember was like the Scott Hall Razor's Edge, remember?
Yep.
A Razor's Edge or whatever the hell that was. That was a decent one. The Dudley Boys had a decent one.
Dudley Boys had a good one.
But then again, we're talking 2016. Eric Bischoff had a good one too, man.
Yep.
Right. I got the Paul Heyman one.
When's the Gold Dust one coming out? I would love to see that. I don't know what's going to happen or not.
Panties again. Remember when he was a straight-up freak? Yeah. Luna Vachon's wearing all that fucked up shit? Looked like a Madonna video come to life?
He was with Terry Runnels before Luna, right?
Marlena.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was Marlena. She was awesome.
They have a kid together.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. Him and Marlena?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, they were real-life married.
Dude, she was smoking hot. Okay, so 90s. Who were your top five favorite, like, not so much wrestlers, but just, like, eye candy, women?
Oh, women?
Yeah.
All right. Let me take this one first. Top five in the 90s. Two of them got to come from WCW. Tori Wilson, Stacy Keibler.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, Sable's got to be in there.
She was. I feel like she was kind of like an OG.
I kind of whipped it out a couple times to her. Dawn Marie.
Oh,
I really like Dawn Marie. And, man, 90s, I would probably have to put Sunny.
Yeah.
At her prime. It's so hard to say that
she
now.
She was the first person to break the internet.
Yeah.
She was the most downloaded person.
No. Let me retract that. I'm going to take Dawn Marie off, even though I'm going to take her off and replace her with Trish Stratus. And shout out to the modern day Trish Stratus, who I think she's fighting Trish at the Women's Evolution pay per view coming up. Who she's in my opinion, she's the next version of
Trish.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She's on Monday Night Raw. Alexa Bliss.
Oh, Alexa Bliss. Yeah.
Does she not? She's short. From
Columbus.
She's
kinda
got, oh, is she really?
Yeah.
From Ohio.
She's smoking hot, dude.
I liked
Hot damn.
Yeah, for sure. I liked oh my God, Stacy Keibler and
Tori Wilson. Tori Wilson. You have to. They were
those are the top two.
Dude.
Those are the top two. Kelly was 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the top two. I really, really, really liked and I might get some flack for this, dude. I liked Francine. Like
that's what I wanted to. When you said Dawn Marie, I was like, Francine.
Yeah. Well, Francine was cool, but man, I think she's married to Tommy Dreamer now and has kids.
Where really?
Yeah. But really? She always got a weird face.
She did. No, for sure. She did. But then
remember, she
times...
looked like the ECW chicks. This is what it was in ECW. They had the hot bodies, but then they were kind of the butter faces. It was like they went to Deja Vu.
I think that was a work. I think that's the way they should have been. That's the way they purposely made them like that.
Right.
Because they were like more accessible.
Yeah.
I met Francine.
Yeah, you did. With Butch Manley.
Yep, at the ECW and at the Genesis Center. But I also liked.
So who do you got now? Dom, you got our.
Okay, so
Dom.
I got Tori.
Tori.
I've got
Stacy.
I'll say Francine. Francine's on the list. You know,
That's good.
The thing is because she's an ECW. Like when I think of female ECW, dude, Francine's at the top of the list for me. It is.
Yeah.
I liked Lita. I really did.
And by the way, we're not talking about like athleticism. We're talking about just like sexy.
Sexy ring girl. It doesn't.
I thought we were just talking about sexy.
Yeah, sexy. I mean, but I'm just saying they don't have to necessarily be a wrestler.
Yeah.
They could have been like a ring girl or a valet manager, whatever
it
is.
Say Miss Elizabeth.
That was on my list.
Finish your list.
And then I will have to say
Major Guns.
I'll have to go with Trish.
Yeah.
Trish was awesome back in the day, man. Yeah. Like, she was awesome, man. But Terry Reynolds is up there too, man.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Terry.
We'll see what Bartone.
Bartone
zone.
Right.
Jump in.
All right, we'll go. Mine's a little different, but. But
he's gonna say like
similar.
Gold Dust. All
right. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Adorable Adrian Adonis.
Alright. I'm gonna go number five. I'm gonna put China on there.
China, okay.
Because China at one point she looked really good. She was hot.
Yeah. She did like, Playboy, you know.
I like both the wrestlers and like Trish. Trish was hot.
Yeah.
And she became a phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So that's what China. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I got to meet her. I got to meet China. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Was actually, it's the weirdest thing.
Was she a massive person?
No, it was after the reality show. I met her at a strip club in Cleveland, Ohio.
Nice.
And she was with Mary Carey.
Was this after?
Really?
This after she became?
How do you know
a
all these porn people,
video
man?
I don't know.
This is the way I thought for a minute. I was sitting here with the Godfather. Chris. Get on that train.
Dipping it easy. It was
was she cool?
Oh, yeah. She was amazing, dude. We got to talk to her. Me and my buddy went, big wrestling fan. And we talked to her for probably 45 minutes, like before everything happened. And we picked her brain. And he let my friend body slam her. Oh, my friend got to pick her up like he was going to body slam her. And he's such a big fan that he asked his wife if he could name his first child, the girl, after China.
Really? Yeah. So what did he name her? China? Or did he name her?
He didn't have a girl, but he asked.
But he still named her China.
Yeah.
What's her middle name?
I think
China.
It was either Joni or
Joni
Lauer. China. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. That was one of my
It's cool. You know what's awesome about that though is like I named my five, and realistically, that's why Francine made my list is because I had a chance to meet her. You know,
right?
So same
right.
thing. China
exactly.
made
you know,
list. It's a personal story. It's awesome.
Throw another one for number four, Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she's been in and out for forever.
She comes out at Mania with Triple H with that tight skin type biker leather.
She looks
damn.
She looks amazing.
She looked good in the 90s.
Even when she was the $1 billion princess, you know, she wore those.
See, she's like generational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
shout out Steph.
Yeah, shout out Stephanie McMahon for sure. She's been good looking for quite some time too. So
absolutely.
Wet him up.
I'll wet him up.
Number three. I'll go with Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
That's
got to.
Like I said, she's that wrestler, that crossover.
And she was gorgeous. You know what though? Did you see where she came back?
Yeah.
Recently on Raw. She's finally starting to look. I thought she looked great forever.
Right.
But she's finally starting to look like she's older, dude.
Look her age.
And I was like, damn,
and that's a killer, you know, because you have that image in your head of how they were.
Yeah.
And then it's awesome to see them back, but at the same time, we got to, you know, they age like everybody else.
Well, let me ask you this. I know she looks different. I know she looks older, and that's obviously a part of life, but I feel like she looks different, like structure.
No,
like,
she had some surgery done. I know she had kids.
Oh, I'm sure she's had work done. Most
probably.
Of them.
Yeah, because she like there's some features that she has. It's like, listen, you know, like those like certain features don't go away with age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might have a sag here or there, but certain features just don't disappear.
Yeah, she kind of doesn't like. It's hard. It's really hard to see that it's her.
She
kind of
looks
who
like
she was.
She's doing that like that healthy lifestyle.
Yeah,
you see all the people are doing. Like,
you go healthy, you look like shit.
They kick meat. Yeah, they go like vegetarian or vegan.
Kick
and
meat,
all of a sudden,
you're gonna have a fucking problem.
I know, right?
Yeah.
and they I don't know. It's just all those old people that they start aging. They
blessings.
Right. Tori's onto that. I think Tori does all that. Like she's like
yeah, but she looks like good.
Tori almost looks better now than what she did before.
When she's like, but if she's on it long enough, she's gonna start looking like too many years without meat.
Can you please have a pound of bacon? Please?
Yeah, or a pound of D's nuts.
So you're number two.
Number two. Ah, man, this is so hard. It's a toss up. I have two. That I really like.
Missy Hyatt?
No.
She fucked everything.
Tara.
Oh, yeah. Tara. She was also in TNA with the tarantula.
Yes, she was.
Her name? Lisa Marie Veron.
Yes. She is amazing. She's
used to own the Squared Circle in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I was thinking about that. I'm trying to cycle through the Rolodex in my head. Like
I don't understand why they don't do... Oh, man, she's still in great shape. She still looks good.
Yeah,
she's
dude,
got
she's
a world
older.
Of knowledge.
Yep. Yeah.
So
I think she went back and was training people for a little bit with
NXT. The Performance Center or whatever they call it. Yeah, so it's like she's still one of my all-time favorites.
She has a booty. She was a cheerleader, too, for the Bucks, I think. I think she was.
Yeah, she was a professional cheerleader, I believe. Yeah. I just don't remember who. But it's like her and Marlena. It's such a close, you know, right there.
You guys throwing out some knuckle children to Marlena.
Marlena's, she comes out to the ring in that hot outfit smoking that cigar. Name another manager that had that
she had sex
whatever
appeal,
she had.
Brother Love.
You know? You got got me.
I love you.
But on everybody's list, number one should be, in our age demographic, should be Miss Elizabeth, hands down. Yeah,
no. Okay, she was
the original.
Miss Elizabeth
was the OG.
Yeah, she was. Miss Elizabeth had, you know what I liked about Miss Elizabeth?
But she was almost too wholesome, though. I'm looking at these women I named as pure sex objects, and no offense, but
she still, she was hot,
but she were also, as hot as she was, she still reminded me of, like, my aunt or my mom, you know?
Yeah, but that brings Miss me back Elizabeth. To it.
Yeah.
She had that hotness to her. It's like she could have almost been like, you know, like one of your friend's moms.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Remember when she was NWO though? Yeah. Oh, she was
She started dressing in leather. She still looked good.
Yeah.
But you want to know what? I'll tell you what though, man. Back in the 80s and 90s, man, there wasn't a woman who was more classy than Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, she was super.
She was everything class, dude.
Probably the most classy lady.
Oh, yeah.
Woman in professional wrestling.
Yeah, right.
That's why I probably can't think of her on this list.
Even Sensational Sherry couldn't break her.
Oh, Scary
Sherry.
I'll tell you guys a little secret.
Yeah.
I kind of got a sweet spot for Scary Sherry.
Oh! Who doesn't?
Blowing loads into shampoo bottles for Scary Sherry. And then reusing it.
Why are you so sticky, son? It's nasty.
What else are you supposed to do with it?
I know, drink it. I mean, protein surprise. Hey.
But yeah, dude, that's a... it was cool to see that there was a couple similar, and then you had a little bit of a different.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Let's go into... And then I'm going to put it once again. I'm going to put it as... I mean, there's... Obviously, there's a lot more talented women athletes today than there ever has been.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, for you women out there in the JP Woo listening, I'm not trying to shame you on whatever, because we're just talking about straight up sexual desires right now. Like, I'm listing women on their hotness. I want to talk right now, current gen.
Wrestling.
Who's your top five women? I'm going to start you off.
Are you talking... Currently. Women wrestlers, or are you talking about like sex appeal? Same thing. We're going to talk about
with women wrestlers, like sex appeal.
Okay,
who's the sexiest like women you think now?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Scarlett Bordeaux as my number one. I'm gonna go with Liv Morgan, number two.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Who's the other girl? Because Liv Morgan's the one in the Riot Squad.
Can we also include 2000s or no?
Yeah, good.
Riot Squad.
Yeah. Then I'm going to go, man, for some reason I'm just strangely attracted to Tessa Blanchard.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then my number one, just for the life of me because I can't think, I'm going to have to say Maria Kanellis.
Oh, Maria was
gorgeous. Oh, yeah, dude, she is.
Her ass, dude.
She used to do things
when she was in ROH in New Japan, and to distract guys, she would come up from the outside and just turn around, and her butt cheeks were, dude, they would just set right on the second rope, and she would just...
I want you to do the walk.
Yeah,
right. Great.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to name one more, too, because Velvet Sky. I'm sorry.
How could you not put the beautiful people on there?
And she endorses the JP Dub, so shout out to Velvet Sky. I'm sorry, you're my number one, actually.
Yeah.
So whoever had number one... Well, no, Scarlett Bordeaux is a tough one, but yeah. Let me redo this list real quick. I apologize. So Scarlett Bordeaux, Velvet Sky, Liv Morgan, Tessa Blanchard, and you know what? I'm going to go with, I'm really, really super hard on, who's the current SmackDown Women's Champion? She's the last kicker.
Oh, God, Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Can you cuss
William?
The funniest comment I ever saw on she put on an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And somebody was like, Becky Lynch, can I lick your last hole? That was the best all-time line.
I want a t-shirt.
Put that on a t-shirt. That was the best.
Print money.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, we should get that made at the whatchamacallit, man. The 1 hour tease, prowrestlingtees.com.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that, the mystery has been solved. For the longest time, we couldn't We didn't know who was, if Colt Cabana was running it or half owner. From what I understand, he's just been like one of the guys who's been a huge supporter of it for the longest time.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So he's like,
because he's on all the billboards, he's on a lot of the advertising,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's just a dude like us, just trying to network, just a squirrel trying to get a nut, you know?
Just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
He was with the Juice.
Yeah. Walking in the rain. I would say, so, my number one.
Yeah.
Dude, Kelly, dude.
Ah, fuck! Dude. You can't do it, in this modern era, you can't do a five list, so...
Yeah.
We apologize to anyone who didn't make the list.
Kelly, I thought Kelly was just, dude. She was my number one,
she's so hot, dude.
Like of all time. I like Kelly. Velvet Sky.
Velvet Sky.
I think.
Who's the other blonde that was? Oh wait, no, Kelly. There was another blonde that.
Michelle McCool.
The Undertaker's wife.
Yeah.
Another blonde though. She was in TNA for a little bit. She was in that movie where Will Ferrell hit her in the face with a basketball. Remember the cheerleader?
Yeah.
What's her name? She was the crazy girl. She was in the ECW. When they brought ECW back. And
why can't I?
She was with Kelly, I think, because it wasn't Kelly like the. Or wait, Kelly was a stripper girl.
Yeah.
But she was a part of the Dollhouse when Billy Corgan was doing TNA. Remember the blonde chick? She had some really good matches with Gail Kim in Impact. Super hot, dude. Super smoking hot blonde. There's too many of them in wrestling.
Was it?
That's going to bother me, dude.
Do you know who was hot? I wouldn't say she's on my list, but Ashley. Remember Ashley?
She doesn't look good anymore. No, looks weird.
Well, it's crazy because she was like...
Surgery, dude.
Well, no, she was at the top of the food chain for the long... Well, at least
she
for
did
a quick
Playboy. Ashley Mazzaro. Yep. Yeah. She did Playboy, yep. too.
So I'll say... Okay, so I've got Kelly, Velvet Sky, oh my God, the one girl. You remember you said she like sat her ass on the ropes.
Maria.
Maria Kanellis, yep. So I got three right there. I really think Becky Lynch is hot.
She's so hot. I also
think that Mickie James is hot, dude.
Yeah, right? I've been waiting. I hope nobody says it.
Yeah.
Did you see that video I posted in the JP Woo?
Yeah.
It was her.
You know what?
She started off in TNA, dude.
Yeah, she's changed a lot, you know?
And pornography.
Yeah. She's changed a lot.
Shout out to porn, right?
We love it.
Wet 'em up. Mickie James, I think, was awesome because of the fact that I like the fact that Mickie James was hot, but she wasn't like supermodel.
She was her girl next door.
Smoking.
But she was jacked too.
Yeah, you know, she's super athletic.
She could wrestle.
You know, and you know what was it? People would give her shit for like being a little thing, dude. I thought she had a great body.
You know, that whole Mickie James shit. Yeah,
that was the big thing. Is they told her to lose weight.
I'm trying to body shame her.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Never hot shame Scarlett Bordeaux, by the way.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Scarlett Bordeaux's hot.
She's the best, the hottest right now. She is the hottest, man.
Her
character's the shit, too, dude. It's just all about being sexy, dude.
Yeah,
like,
she's cool. She is, man.
I love that theme music, and, too, she's got, too, everything, the smoke show, all that, dude. She's a complete package, man.
Everything.
And she really can wrestle, dude.
Right.
So once she finally, like, debuts fully on Impact, you guys will see.
Yeah. So who do you got?
Well, let's see. If the beautiful people, man, they got to be on the list. I'm a huge, but I like Angelina Love better than Velvet Sky.
Really?
Yeah.
She's hot, but dude, she looks so anorexic sometimes.
Yeah, she was thin, but she was like built.
Yep.
She's married to one of the wolves.
She's a good wrestler too. She's married to David Richards.
Yeah, one of the wolves. Yeah, right. I just love her in Velvet. I get to meet them too. I've met a ton of them.
I've seen them wrestle live. I've never met them though.
Yeah, the TNA live events, were the hands down the best.
Yeah, dude, I'm still kicking myself in the ass to this day because remember that one we went to when Durst and all the kids were little.
Yeah, yep.
You could have paid $20 to get in the fucking center of the ring and take pictures with AJ Styles,
right?
Dude.
Yeah, yeah. My kid did.
Yeah.
He's got.
He was fighting Christopher Daniels then.
If you go on YouTube, you go on YouTube at a TNA event. My son, he was like six or seven years old. Yeah, the giant. Now
six or seven years old.
Yeah. He went in the ring with Mr. Anderson.
Mr.
Anderson had the microphone up in the air, and he lowered it down, and my son did his entrance. Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I mean, he was... He had a mohawk. That's on YouTube. Like, yeah, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Posted in the JP Wood.
Yeah. I definitely will. Yeah, that's it awesome. Is. It I got is a the coolest of him thing.
Choking Durs.
Yeah, I got one. With, he's choking.
He's wearing
Cameron.
The Green Bay hat.
Yeah, he's choking Cameron, and he's choking Ariana too. Yeah.
He liked choking children.
He was.
Cam, we calling the cops.
So, hide your kids. Bring your kids.
Get back to my five.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna go. Velvet Sky at 5 and Angelina Love at 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I. That's how I like it.
That's how you roll.
What about Gail Kim?
Yeah, she's, Gail Kim's. And yeah.
she's still
one of those ones that got super sexy. Right. And she ages. Dude.
And I love.
She's
her.
Married to Robert
she's so
Irvine,
different.
Super Chef.
She yeah.
Love
yeah.
his protein bars there. Really? Yeah.
She just had a great look. She was a great wrestler. Mm-hmm. One who was going flip flopping back and forth. Yeah, right. And she yeah, that's just one of my.
Yeah, she's super
right
sexy.
There. What about AJ Lee?
I never found her really attractive.
I forgot about her.
I never found her attractive.
I found her smoking AJ Lee.
She right. kind of reminds me of like another like kind of girl next door that shops
that
at Hot Topic.
That sucks, dude.
Right, exactly.
I almost have to drop somebody off my list because I liked AJ. I forgot about AJ.
Like
man.
I said, nowadays you can't have five. It's we right. should
it's,
like
it's too hard. You should just talk about how awesome they all are.
Yeah.
And all their eras. You know, they each have their own eras.
Yeah.
And some transcend through the eras. But then after that, I'd probably go, oh man, Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss.
Oh,
those
yeah,
are two,
I
like
not,
two right there.
Did I not put Alexa,
you didn't say Alexa
No, nobody
yeah,
said Alexa
I love
Bliss.
Alexa
Bliss. She just
Bliss.
Got, she's perfect.
Yeah,
if she was
perfect.
Like a little bit bigger and, you know, like a little more jacked.
She's small, though. I want to see it bounce, dude. That ass bouncing, dude. We're being inappropriate. Wait.
Warning, explicit content on Juice Pro Wrestling. We talk about titties and ass.
Ass. Titties. Ass. Titties. Big titty bitches. Just shaking that shit.
Juice knows best.
Juice knows best, brother. Let's get wild.
So, okay, so you've got AJ...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you okay, beautiful people.
Right.
AJ.
Gail Kim.
Alexa Bliss.
Becky Lynch. That's a coin toss.
Well, God, it's hard. I'll tell you
that
what.
That orange hair just
I'll tell
really
you what. Can we just
me,
put the beautiful people at 5?
Well, yeah, that's fine. All right.
And then I'll put Becky Lynch at 2 and Alexa Bliss at 1. She's the
we
new trendsetter.
Yeah.
I love her when that ECW shirt. You seen that picture she took? She was doing like cosplay, like of Tommy Dreamer or something. She's just like standing there looking tough wearing an ECW shirt with a kendo stick or something.
That's awesome. Yeah. Dude, not to get off subject, but we took a kendo stick to the Genesis Center when ECW was back.
Where
in the
hell did you get a kendo stick?
JR made it.
That boy is so creative. Shout out to Butch Man Lee.
He ended up doing what was it? He bought the tiki torches, the actual tiki.
Oh shit!
And then soaked he soaked them in the tub to get them a little. and then again he split them and then he it was the you tape the top with this is white athletic tape,
right? That's
and
all
then
it is.
And then the bottom white athletic tape. That was it, you know. So. I was like, that's pretty cool. But again, they were smaller, so they weren't like the actual size. They're probably like 3/4 size kendo sticks, but that's still...
Did they use them?
I don't know, man. I don't think they did. They took them... We couldn't take them in there with us. Like they
because they're like in Gary. They're doing checks. Yeah. Hey, man, don't you know ECW's in town?
Yeah. They were just like, yeah, no, we'll take these. Hey, make sure you give it to them. Okay. You know, and I'm sure as soon as we left, they just kind of threw them in the trash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, I seen New Jack stab somebody in the forehead with a fork.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So, I mean,
today?
Yes,
today.
He still does it.
No, not
No, he's retired. His last match, I think, was against Necro Butcher a few years back.
Yeah, but I think he does it just to do it. Like, when he's not on TV, when he's not wrestling,
well,
he's
he
just
does it. He doesn't
nuts.
Do it just to do it. He ain't for the love of the game. You watch a lot of shoots with New Jack. He just wants to get paid, you know?
That's it.
Yeah,
right. I mean, he likes wrestling. I mean, New Jack dates back to old Memphis wrestling, dude. Like Jerry Lawler's
territory.
Yeah,
people don't know. He's older, man.
He's an old school dude. You know what? Is he's
he
actually...
Kill him, motherfucker.
He's not a terrible wrestler by any means. He just... he just got his. I mean, he's just known as like a hardcore dude. You know?
Yeah, so
he's a brawler, dude. He's a fucking brawler.
His gimmick kills people.
And stabs people, and I like it. And uses a staple gun, dude.
Yep. Hey, so real quick, I totally don't want to bring the mood down, but I do want to give a shout out real quick, and I want to take a quick little toast. So. My Uncle Gene passed away this past week. My Uncle Gene, back in the day when I was a little dude, my Uncle Gene would always get the wrestling pay-per-views. So he'd always got the big four. He'd get Royal Rumble, he'd get WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. And he would call my mom up and be like, hey, I gotta tape for Edward, you know?
Dude,
we would go, and I would go there. I kid you not, dude. I still got some of the tapes. And
dude, I think you gave me one of a WrestleMania 8 because that was the one I went to.
Yeah, you went to. Yeah.
The Hoosier Dome.
Yeah, so that's courtesy. If you still got it, that's courtesy of my Uncle Gene.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to Gene.
Yeah, here's my Uncle Gene. Cheers.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Rest in power.
Have a chit-chat with some wrestlers that have gone before us, and cheers to you. Rest in peace. Glory. Yep.
Salute.
But I did want to give a little shout out because I'm telling you right now, I feel like he helped feed the feed the monster when I was a kid, man. I loved it because you had to think about it. I had no access to you had Saturday Night Main Event,
right?
Like
that's all you got to see,
or Saturday morning
pay per view wasn't even that huge, like. You had to have certain things to even get pay-per-view.
Cheater boxes, dude. Yep. I remember cheater boxes.
Back in the day.
I love those stories, though. It's so great, especially with guys our age. And it still happens to this day of, like, say, like your parents or your grandparents or whoever, just a family member showing you wrestling and spending that quality time like with them and how good at times. And even when we were teenagers doing the same shit.
Absolutely.
Dude, those are great fucking memories. And all you're doing is sitting there and watching wrestling, but dude, you will remember that shit till the day you die.
Dude,
you're with your buddies, having a good time, you were super entertained, you believed in something, you believed in what you were watching, and it's great. There's nothing like it, dude, as far as entertainment goes. Mm-hmm. There really isn't. It's a TV show, it's a movie, it's football, it's soccer, it's whatever, it's any sport all wrapped up into one, you know.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Cheers to the family, you know, whether it's the parents, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, you know, that would take us. My mom's friend Kathy, remember? She was dating the one dude. Rod Bell.
Remember we went to that event?
Yeah.
We got Super RVD 420. Outside.
Dude, we ended up going there, and she took us to a lot of those events. I remember she took me to a few Monday Night Raws because she got really big into wrestling when she was dating that dude. My dad, when I was growing up, my dad and my grandparents, or my dad and my grandpa, you know, my mom and stuff like that, my grandmother really didn't get into it. Like, my grandmother liked
this is fake.
She liked Hulk Hogan. She liked Hulk Hogan. That was it. Like, I mean, that was the extent of it. My mom, you know, a little bit, but my dad liked wrestling. My Uncle Bob liked wrestling. My grandpa liked wrestling. And so I remember going to a lot of events at the Civic Center. And I remember going to events at the Valpo.
VU.
The Valpo University.
I saw Undertaker versus Ultimate Warrior there in a body bag match.
Yep.
As a kid.
Yep. One of the first dates I took Denise on when we first, you know, because I'm a romance guy. Right?
Yeah. So I'm a romance. We're going to go see some wrestling.
We're
going to
see some wrestling.
Is romance. Here's a hillbilly.
I'll tell you what. Make sure you wear your nice jeans tonight because we're going to go watch wrestling.
Where's the snake?
Yeah. And we and like I said, we had a chance to see a lot of that stuff growing up, and it was cool, you know. And here's the way I look at it is, back in the day, I had a chance to see Hogan wrestle at VU, and
nice.
It was only once.
He was a rare guy on house shows.
Yeah, I was a little.
Ever, the garden, you know,
ever saw him?
I was a little kid, dude. I was like even to the point where it's vaguely remembered, you know?
Yeah.
And it was during that time.
That's the crucial point. Yeah. That motherfucker was in your head, wasn't he? Because I know when I was that young and I
saw
Hogan,
I was like, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins.
Oh, yeah,
I'm doing everything he says.
Yeah.
And you can't
even describe it. You just were on board, you know?
Right.
And I remember too, going to a house show, and It was, remember the Boss Man Mountie rivalry?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I remember getting pissed and, like, getting freaked out because the Mountie had the electric stick.
And
he would hit, and you could even hear it over the mic, over the speakers.
I think that's where Scott Hall stole that from the N. Goldberg Street.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that was really cool. Warrior, you know, seeing Warrior there. I seen Bret Hart. I remember, man, I wish I still had him. I had the Bret Hitman Hart.
The sunglasses.
I had the pink sunglasses.
Yeah,
and
it was like, from a live event. Yeah, I bet those were so cool, dude.
Oh, they were the coolest.
If you had those fuckers as a kid, you were the shit.
It was like the equivalent almost of the... when Mysterio was real popular, you know how everybody had the Mysterio mask.
What about the Road Warriors? We were the Road Warriors for Halloween.
Yeah,
and the spikes. Oh man, it was the best.
The Road Warriors are my favorite tag team, man.
Yeah, you see, it's funny because we always have. I don't dislike the Road Warriors. I think they're one of the greatest.
I liked them better as the Legion of Doom.
The Legion. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I liked them better as that. But go ahead.
I liked the. I think the red and black was cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The red and black was way cooler. Yeah. However, my favorite tag team, dude, it's the Dudley Boys, man. Like, I just, yeah. I'm a huge ECW guy. So the Dudley Boys, it was just
nothing wrong with it. I mean, I could argue awesome. Like statistically they. Probably are the better tag team though because they stuck it out longer. They won. They did. They followed in the footsteps of the Road Warriors though because for a long time, the Road Warriors were the only guys you could say that ever were world champions in NWA, AWA, WCW, ECW,
everywhere,
WWF, all the major shit.
Right.
And now the Dudleys have kind of done that in more places. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you what though, man. You know who's a damn good tag team was the Hardy Boys, man. You know,
yeah, they were great.
I liked them because they were high. The thing I liked about the Dudleys.
You know, Matt's retiring supposedly now too.
Do you think is it like he's really retiring or is it one of those like Ric Flair retirements?
I don't. Well, I know his like straight up his hips like fusing with his back or something like that. Like there's
those bumps, but I think they just killed his momentum.
Yep,
they did. They killed went from his the character. Broken universe, and then didn't do. Didn't really let him. Take control and do this shit.
As much as I loved when the Hardy Boys came back, if they would have just shelved that
and went broken, dude,
and he would have came, they would have came in as broken.
Yeah,
he could have took the belt. Mm-hmm. And it would have been first. Like must see TV.
At first they couldn't because Impact was at the time they were suing.
Right. Yeah, you know? They were still.
But
in
once
that.
They let that shit go, they just should have ignored everything. Said, okay, go hard. We're gonna make it so you're broken, and then. Vince wants to own it, so it has to be woken.
So now it has to be woken.
Because he doesn't own Broken Universe.
And then they tell you what to say, and they tell you what to do, and that just...
But I also heard that they're going to be filming his family for some stuff for the network. Now, if he can't wrestle anymore, I think that could be something really cool. He can still do, like, you know, Final Deletion type shit.
Right, that could be a cool reality show on the network. That would be awesome.
I'm actually like, hey, I'm all for that. That's what, you know, other than some of the other shit they got going on there.
But that's also Vince's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once something, if he didn't create it, and it
he's
comes,
gonna kill it.
If it comes over, you know, and as over as it could be, or as much money he could make off of it, it wasn't his creation.
The only person hasn't done that to is AJ Styles. Yep. That's for whatever reason, and he's one of the only guys who have lucked out from that. Samoa Joe kind of too, but you know, Joe's only major thing is like, okay, he was NXT champion. He did have that program with Lesnar where he was made to look dominant over Lesnar.
Yes, he was.
And but he still didn't get no strap. You know, he's fought AJ now, and he's not going to get a strap.
I don't even call it WWE anymore. It's a little TNA.
Yeah, no. They have everybody.
Everybody. The matches they could recreate.
They have their roster from 10 years ago.
Exactly.
The last pay-per-view that we watched. What was the last pay-per-view? Hell in a Cell?
WWE, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the last pay-per-view. And literally the past couple pay-per-views, the absolute best matches have been AJ and Joe.
Yeah, still.
I mean.
Imagine if they were on indies, though, the guys they could be matched up with.
Yeah.
Because WWE won't do that.
Yeah, and that's a downfall, too.
They won't let them.
That's a downfall too, and I'll bring it up because you know I'm a CM Punk fan.
Oh,
when Punk did the pipe bomb and said, you know,
he debuted with Mickey James in a dark show.
Who?
I had to bring that little bit of knowledge because we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
CM Punk. when he first debuted, it wasn't televised. It was a WWE dark match. I think maybe it was SmackDown or Raw dark match. But the original plan was for him to be paired with Mickey James, and there's photos and shit of it. She just tweeted about it. That's how I became aware of it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, she's like, who knows what would have happened if they would have kept this, but that's how we...
Yeah.
And she looked hot, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Mickey James, yeah, for sure.
I like CM Punk in TNA. As one of Raven's lackeys.
Yeah.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those things, dude, where when CM Punk did the pipe bomb and he said that, you know, Vince McMahon is a millionaire who should be a billionaire, but he surrounds himself with, like, glad-handing, like, yes men.
Yes.
Dude... It's 100% true because of the fact that...
Like Glenn Danzig.
Yeah. It's 100% true because of the fact that Vince, like you said earlier, if he didn't create it, he's got such an ego that nothing else can go over unless it was his creation.
Right. And all in, just fucking shut that down.
How about the biggest smack in the face to me recently, in recent memory, is when Sting came back and they couldn't let Hunter... lose to
him. Yep. Oh yeah, yeah
that
yeah.
was the that most was ridiculous. What is?
And what sense there's did nothing they to gain. NWO and the DX to come
right.
out. Scott Hall's got a fucking pacemaker.
It was cool. I liked it to see it.
Yeah, but when you think about it, it didn't resonate. It was just like, okay, it was cool right then and there because you're experiencing that as old school just, fan. That's nostalgia.
To me, it was is such a build up, such the hype. And you know, Sting, the only guy. And you could have killed him after that, but
you know
don't
what?
Let him lose that match.
Book him in that same position, but have him lose to Taker.
Right, or something like that, which everybody would want.
I would have accepted that.
If you're going to bring Undertaker's old ass out still, which it kills me because he was one of the greats.
He's going to be like four or five times he's wrestled this
the
year.
The first time he fought Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, that should have been his last match.
Yeah. And then they did again, and then he fought Triple H
twice,
two or three times.
It's ridiculous.
And now they're talking about HBK's coming back.
Yeah,
HBK. The guy always said, "I'm staying retired." But he's going to come back to fight
he's
Taker.
Still in
but
yeah,
the
but
great
here's
shape.
The thing:
book him versus AJ Styles.
Yes.
AJ wanted that,
right? Or how about throw Bobby Roode in there?
Yeah,
you know, really? I mean, that was oh my god.
Let these guys get a rub. Don't book it with a guy who's already. Well, beyond being established, let these guys... Dude, AJ Styles is great, and he will go down as one of the best ever. But if he was to get a win over Shawn Michaels right now, that would, in my opinion, solidify him as...
That would push
him. Are definitely the legit best of the last 15 years.
Pound for pound, who's better? In the last few years, who's better than AJ Styles as a wrestler?
Kenny Omega would be my only thing.
He would be close.
Yeah.
He would be close. But you look at body of work from top to bottom from where
AJ's
he was.
He's got more. You know, he's been around longer. He's done more. He was the face of TNA, dude.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I was so afraid when he came to WWE. I was like, they're going to do all the TNA guys wrong.
Yeah.
That's what they're just going to drag him
I
through the mud.
I thought so, too. He's the only one who hasn't been.
It was
done
a
wrong.
Unique time, though. I think they kind of had to do it with the way it worked out and people getting injured. It was kind of like
injury ratings play hand, and they're like, okay, well, we have to bring because it used to be we're just going to use our own guys,
right?
And it was just dude, they had some of the worst characters ever. And even when they do come up with guys who are great, like Bray Wyatt or. Fuck, even who's
they kill him.
Alive.
They kill us. Or they kill off. They kill your gimmick or they kill your momentum.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's for what?
Yeah.
To give him momentum in another half a year?
A year? It's so hard to watch. That's why I really only try to catch them on YouTube clips.
I do too.
You know, and I will try to watch like New Japan's putting on this pay-per-view on Sunday called, Fighting Spirit. And, dude, they have a hell of a card built up for it. And it's all guys that I want to see. All these dudes like that have been ROH all in, you know. The Kenny Omegas, the Marty Scurllz, the Cody Rhodes, all these guys. The Young Bucks.
It's a shame that you have The Machine, which is the WWE, and you have all these great wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these time slots and all these hours where you could be mixing it up.
They are what WCW was, except somehow more organized.
And they just push them off.
Uh-huh.
You have so much talent, so many different ways you could go.
So little talent.
And it sucks that they have to leave to get their worth back up or whatever to show what they're missing. to come back, and they still, they just never get that. It was like too much time had passed, and now WWE has to bring them back as like a, okay, now
jobbers, like,
yeah, we got you. Now you're super huge on the indies, and I hate the indies. Yeah. So you're gonna come in and job to everybody, or we might give you a match to where you go over, and then we're just gonna snuff you out.
Yeah, I really can't even. Yeah, it's racking our brain trying to find reasoning in their booking and their agenda anymore.
It's almost like they get pissed if you go over and you weren't supposed to.
Yeah, it's
Damian Sandow, amazing.
Yep,
they killed him.
Yep. And then he went to TNA, and then he fucking he's retired. I think now or. What, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
He's out of a. He's basically out
Sandow
of a.
Sandow was the dude who was Mrs. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mizdow. That was hilarious.
I like it because he was going over, getting over more.
Right.
Yeah.
And that really pissed Miz off, like in the back.
Politics.
It was.
Don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shout out to Max Cavalera.
You want to know what though?
What?
We had a top five list and everything like that. Mrs. Old Lady, dude.
Ah, Maurice.
Oh, Maurice.
I forgot, man. I love Maurice.
What about Lana?
Yeah.
Rusev's woman.
Lana. Yeah.
Machka. Ravishing Russian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like Lana, but I'll tell you what, Maurice back right when Maurice first dated me.
Yeah. Dude, oh, she's speaking that French shit.
God, the accent is crazy.
Yeah.
Miz got her pregnant. Hey, here's to you, Miz.
Yeah,
I'll be pumping those in a tune. Yeah.
Wet
them
up. Wet them up. Wet them up. That's awesome.
He obviously did.
So I got to tell you what, man. This was a pretty badass like experience.
Yeah.
Like this was completely off the cusp. It was literally we're sitting around bullshitting, having a beer. My boy Chris Bartone, it's been a couple years since I've seen him.
Thank you very much for having me. This is amazing. This is great. Yeah. Thank you.
And I thought it was just awesome. Like it was like I don't know. I just it was one of those things. Like, dude, let's plug in. Like
we should have plugged in a couple hours ago.
I know, that's the thing.
you shouldn't have done anything. You should have just plugged it in without anybody, any of us knowing, and just let us just talk.
I'm trying to think of somebody I just heard that does like shit like that with their podcast, and they're big and successful. But I mean that's the formula for great conversation is because we start talking. And it's like, okay, like, I'm sorry, I hate cutting people off. But, like, when I have guests on, sometimes we'll start talking beforehand. It's like, dude, just not to be a dick, but wait till we get on. Then sometimes some people lose it, you know, and you got to kind of draw it back out of them. But it was really good, you know? Yeah. Like
it was fun. Thank
we hit
you.
The button, we said record, and we fucking busted down some jokes!
Absolutely, man. It was awesome. So, where can people follow us?
Dude, we're all over all of social media. First, we're going
to... You're giving them all those blessings.
Social... no, I tried to say, but it didn't come out right. Social mania.
Brother! Because what you going to do when the JB tub runs wild?
Hashtag social mania.
Hashtag bigger, wetter, badder. but no, seriously, you guys can find me on Instagram at Juice Pro Wrestling. On Twitter, you can interact at JPDub Podcast. We're on Facebook at Juice Pro Wrestling. And we also have the group, the JP Woo.
Yep.
What is that, you might ask? Well, it's the Juice Pro Wrestling Universe.
Where the
you
can Juice Pro
interact
Wrestling
and act universe. Like a fool if you really want to do any of that.
Hey, you know what I think real quick? I think anybody who's listening to this that's on the JP Woo, if you've got a picture of a wrestler that you've met, or if you got like a family, so Chris... You said your son.
Yeah, my son. I will definitely get that clip.
Yeah,
definitely.
Oh. Yeah, so his son. Go ahead, tell us real quick. Your son, who did he meet?
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
And what did he do?
Oh, he did his entrance. It was amazing. Yeah. It was great. He was, it was when he was fighting the Pope.
Oh, the Emperor of the Nile. Right? Yeah. I like
and
the Pope.
My
the
son
Black
had,
Pope.
He had, I can't remember what shirt he had on. It was a wrestling shirt.
Oh, is it the asshole shirt?
No, Mr. Anderson gave him the shirt wearing.
Oh, that's bad.
Wrestling is real. Awesome. People are fake.
People are fake.
That's a great t-shirt. I fucking love that
he's
t-shirt.
And he's still got it. It's still hanging up in his closet.
Nice.
It's like the coolest thing he has.
Yeah.
But he had Pope glasses on.
Oh, those are cool.
And he had a wrestling shirt. I don't know if it was an RVD shirt.
RVD.
I think it was an RVD shirt.
Yeah.
And my son got in the ring. And he was like, he looked at him, and he took his glasses off of him and put them on, and he started doing a little dance.
Who, Mr. Anderson?
Yeah, Mr. Anderson did. It was great. It was such a good time. But that's why the TNA Live events, I mean, you got to meet
everyone. Yeah, they're really cool with their interaction. And speaking of interacting, why don't you fools out there in the JP Woo, you bastiches, why don't you give us a call, leave a voicemail, let us know what you think, what you don't think. At 1-872-267-4199. Once again, that's
1-872-267-4199.
Yeah! Call us and leave us a message.
You know what? You could call us and say, holler, if you hear me.
Yeah, if you call, you might get Mean Gene. Welcome to the What the Hell? there was something else I wanted to bring up to you guys real quick there listening. I want to do a giveaway here soon.
Did you just say giveaway?
I did say giveaway.
What are we giving away? We're giving blessings. Away
some Funko vinyl pop figures, WWE ones, legends too.
Oh, that's
two
awesome.
Guys, and I'll give you guys a hint on who it is, even though I've already kind of posted on Twitter. So if you've caught that tweet and you remember, kudos to you, but I doubt you did. So I'm going to lay it down on you now. Let me tell you something, dummy. Yeah. A little Eli Drake for you.
Elijah Drake.
Two of these guys were revived by the one and only DD Scum, Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Scum. I like Diamond Dallas Page.
Did you guys do DDP yoga?
No, I really want to try it.
Oh my God, I bought it twice.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah, I've got my grandmother, my mother, everybody doing it. My grandfather before he passed.
It sounds like DDP's paying him.
It is. I wish he was. But he's got all the everybody backstage. He's got it down at the Performance Center.
Yeah,
they're all doing it.
Raven's just now starting off.
It's working for these people.
Yeah, it's AJ Styles, Chris Jericho. Jericho would have been done. He would have been done.
The latest on YouTube now, they just started a YouTube video series with Raven. And it's like, we could rebuild him and make him better. You know, Raven's all tore up from drug abuse and just, you know, injuries. But yeah, this giveaway I want to do, it's going to be for a couple of vinyl pop figures. And all I can say right now at the moment is they are graduates of the House of DDP. So they are probably the two most famous ones. It's a pretty easy guess.
Yeah, it is.
So you know what I'm talking about.
I know, that's going to be really cool. So,
hey, yo, where's the snake?
So you're going to give them away. How are you going to give them away? What's
give it away now. I don't know yet. I got to think about that. What do you guys think? I'd like to know, what's your input? What kind of contest would you want to see? Would you want to do a poll, or could we do it the traditional way where, hey, I want some subscribers. I want some viewers. I want some people leaving comments. So maybe that's how I'll
tempt
you guys.
Those likes and comments. Yeah. You like all those blessings.
I like all those blessings. Throw them fucking blessings all over my chest and stomach. Right now. I want them everywhere.
That's what that white stuff is all over.
Those are drippings.
You got it.
Those are drippings.
Those are drippings and trimmings.
I think, you know what, I think you should do, I think you should do a, once you hit a X amount of number of followers or subscribers or something like that. I think that's what you should do. I think you should do, if you've got two figures to give away, I think you need to do one when the group hits a certain amount of number or a certain amount of members. And then I think you should do another one either A, when the JP Dub Facebook page gets so many likes.
Right.
Or when you get so many X amount of subscribers on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? We're going to figure it out soon, but you guys love free shit. Everybody out there loves free shit, right?
Free stuff, yeah, hey.
Feed me, Seymour.
You got the JP Dub pins.
Oh, I got, and that's the other thing. I got the pins, I got the buttons, whatever you want to call. I don't even know what to call. I was calling pins, too.
Yeah. I better leave with some swag.
Oh, yes.
I still got a couple die cut stickers left, but yeah, we got some JP Dub pins. We got all kinds of shit, and we got some t-shirt ideas in the works. Hopefully, one day, shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees, we can get that hookup going. Chicago, you ain't too far away. Also, real quick, I want to give a shout out to Shane Merrill. He's a guy that likes to book Handsome Prick out in Chicago. He does a lot of booking out of Reggie's and Cobra Lounge, various places in the city. He's got some big things coming up, and we might be in together on a little project soon, but that's all I can say for right now.
Oh, dig it! Ooh, yeah!
But we want to give you guys out here in Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, something to do. All you wrestling fans, like, We want to give you shit. We want to interact with you. We want to have a good time. We want to build a great wrestling community on social media, in real life, because, hey, LMIRL, let's meet in real life. I didn't want to, you know, that wasn't a Chris Hansen thing either. I didn't mean it like that.
Hey, why don't you just come take a seat?
I didn't know you guys were on Grindr, too.
Shit! Why don't you just come take a seat?
Yeah, why don't you just sample some chicken and blast it? Did you bring any drippings?
So, dude, that's awesome. I think there's a lot of good stuff that's going on with the JP Dub.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot here. There's a lot more to come. There's a lot on the horizon, you know. So, you guys, just thank you for tuning in. I like to thank everybody, all our new subscribers on Twitter. Those are flooding in like crazy every day. Thank you guys so much. Please go like and subscribe. We like to have fun. We think you guys like to have fun. We think it resonates.
Have fun with us.
Yeah, have fun with us. Take your clothes off. Anything you can do, anything.
And so with that being said,
hey, I guess it's time. What time is it?
It's time.
It's time.
It's
wet 'em up.
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 You gonna do sex to me?